Oh, that sounds good. Y'all awake. All right. Well, look here, guys. Welcome to Journey Church. Glad you guys are here. And if you are visiting with us, I hope you felt welcome as you come in the doors. I'm Billy Davis. I'm one of the church elders here. And Mike, our pastor, is over at Cassata Baptist this morning speaking to their congregation. Pastor Jim Graham had asked Mike to fill in. And Jim Graham has been here once or twice filling in for Mike. So that's where he's at. And they asked me to come up and speak today. This is my second time being on stage, and it's, like I said before, hey, thank you. It's not my comfort zone, but God sometimes calls us out of our comfort zone. Amen? I'm not going to say amen a lot, but I'm going to give you permission. If you want to say amen, you very well can say amen. We're talking about serving like Jesus, or being called to serve. I want to share a story before I begin getting into our notes and what you have on your outline. I read a book called Be Last by Jeremy Kingsley. I read it because it was real thin. It's a thin book. So I'm but a very great book, very powerful book. But in his book, he shares a story about himself, about how he went to seminary and he wanted to be this great speaker, communicator. So he wanted to be an intern up under someone who was a great speaker and communicator. So he was interning up under a guy who was part of Kingdom Ministries, Kingdom Building Ministries. And this guy was also Steve Spurrier's chaplain when he was at South Carolina. So they go to all these events, and he says, you know, we go to camps, to churches, to big events, little events. This guy's speaking all over the world. And every time they go, they always get there early. And this evangelist would tell Jeremy, hey, I need you to go set them chairs up. Hey, go help them in the kitchen. Hey, go sweep the front. There's some dirt up in the front there. Go pick up this trash that we saw coming in. And Jeremy says, man, I'm just getting really tired of just, I wanted to speak. My internship was to make me a better speaker, but I'm not speaking any. He's not allowed this guy, Jeremy, to get up on stage at all. He said, I've been going on about a year, and the evangelist says, to Jeremy, asked him a question, says, how do you think this internship's going? And Jeremy said in his mind, he wanted to say, oh, I ain't liking this. I want to speak. But he didn't. He said, like everybody would say, oh, it's going good. He said, then the guy, evangelist, said something that changed his life forever. He said, Jeremy, I knew you was a good speaker, but I didn't know if you could serve. And think about it a minute. This guy's been doing a whole year interning up on an evangelist to be a better speaker. He never spoke for a whole year. All he did was serve wherever they went. He shared a story too. This evangelist, every time he would go somewhere, if he saw trash in the parking lot, he's picking it up. There was buggies out of the buggy thing. He was putting the buggies up. And he said, I would tell this guy, look, man, they pay people to do that. And the guy said, you don't understand. We're called to serve. So the whole time, Jeremy was thinking, you know, this guy ain't going to let him speak. And he thought he was doing all this just being his person running around. But he didn't realize there was something bigger that was happening. He knew he could speak, but he didn't know if he could serve. And Jeremy says he realized looking at the scriptures and studying after this guy told him that Jesus was his model for that. Jesus always served. He never thought he was above anybody. So he figured out, he said, this is how you become great. Humility plus service equals greatness. That's what he said in his book. That's his old book's about, is being great. You want to be great? Humility plus service equals greatness. So saying that, we want to pick up and I want to read a scripture out of John chapter 13, verses 14 through 17. Got your Bibles, you can turn to John chapter 13. First, let's read the scripture. Before we read it, I want to set it up for you. Jesus and his disciples are getting ready for a meal. It was the evening meal, and the Passover is fixing to start. So they're sitting down, and the meal's being served. And as the meal's served, Jesus gets up, puts a towel around him, and begins to wash the disciples' feet. Simon Peter didn't want him washing his feet because he felt like that Jesus was above washing his feet. That he should be washing Jesus' feet. But Jesus told him, I must do this, Simon. Let's pick up. on verse 14. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, now notice he says Lord and teacher in there, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Very truly I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor his messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them. Now if we pick up what he says in verse 15, I set an example for you. So you first there, we are called to follow Christ's example. He says, I've set the example. And what Jesus is saying is, I'm your Lord and teacher, but I'm not above washing your feet. We're not. He said, I'm not. I want you to do as I do. I'm an example for you. You serve others as I have served you. See, back then, the washing your feet was the lowest of the low jobs, if you will. But Jesus wanted to make sure that the disciples didn't get above themselves, thinking they were higher and mighty because of they've been with Jesus. He wants them to understand humility comes first. It starts with the heart. We got to have humble hearts for Jesus to work, for us to serve. In Mark chapter 9, verse 35, now he notes, but he goes on to say, if you want to be, Jesus says, if you want to be first, you must be last. And he says it to the disciples because they were arguing about who was greater. You know, they wanted to say, you know, I'm greater than this disciple. And Jesus pretty much said, if you want to be great, you must be last. You want to be first, you got to be last. Again, throughout the ministry, Jesus is saying we've got to be humble. That's my next thing there. We are called to serve each other in humility. If I think I'm better than you and I shouldn't do anything for you, then I'm missing out on what Jesus is saying. Way off path. In this world today, we're all about first and we're all about climbing the ladder for most people in your corporate worlds. But in Jesus' time, what he taught was totally opposite. And it's all fine to do that, to move up in your company. There's nothing wrong. I'm not saying there's something wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with going to college. And we kind of push the kids to go to college and get this degree so they can start making these big money and be this boss or whatever. And that's great. I mean, I'm not saying that's, again, but again, if you see what Jesus is saying, humility, humble yourselves before the Lord. We're called to serve each other in humility. First Peter chapter 4, verse 10 through 11. Now that I've kind of talked about humility and Jesus being an example, all y'all agree that Jesus is an example we follow. I mean, he said it in Scripture. He told his disciples that. Now I want to kind of get into the church and our gifts and what we do with our gifts. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10 through 11. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others. As faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms, if anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength that God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. Amen. So, what he's saying, what we're saying in this scripture is, we all have gifts. We all have talents. Some of us are good at organization. Some of us are good with our hands. Some of us are good at leadership. We all have different things we have talents for. We're supposed to use our talents, our God-given talents, to help each other, to serve each other, to build the church up. We all have different skill sets, different personalities, but it's all for one thing, for the glory of God. God created all of us unique and different so that we could come together and build the church, to help each other, encourage each other, to serve each other like Jesus served the disciples. He washed their feet. He didn't tell them literally go wash feet. He's pretty much telling them, do as I have done. Go serve. Be humble. Don't think you're above. We're here and we're called to serve. And serving, a lot of people have different things about serving or different, I guess, probably what they think serving is. We have a parking lot team that greets you when you pull in. We have the greeters at the doors. We have our children's ministry. It's over here on this side, of birth through fourth grade. And then you got the fifth and sixth grade ministry over here on this side. And you got the cafe. And you got the ushers that greet you when you come in and give you the bulletin. All that is people using their gifts. Like I said, that is a gift. They're willing to step out and serve as you come in. And I pray if you're visiting with us that you felt welcomed. And that's what they're using their gifts to make you feel welcomed in the Journey Church. But here's the thing. Some of us don't know our passion or our gifts. Some of us may not have really used our passion or our gifts to serve yet. Today, I want to challenge you to be thinking about, what are you passionate about? Kendra in the welcome talked about your passion and using your passion and your gifts and to impact, to serve the kingdom of God. So as we go through this message, I want to talk about your gift, but I also want to talk about humility and serving and the experience you get out of it and kind of share my story. Our next thing is blessings we experience serving others. On your outline, I wrote out some things that just from my own experience, what I experienced from serving. The first one I want to say is serving allows us to discover and develop our spiritual gifts. Discover our spiritual gifts. You may be like me when I first came to Journey about 11 years ago. You know what? God, I just want to do whatever you want me to do. Use me however you want me to use me. And I was, I like to work. I mean, that's crazy, but I do like to work. I like to get involved and help and do whatever I can. So we was at the YMCA in Millbrook, and we had to set up everything. We had to come in and clean up the Y because all the kids have been there, you know, throughout the week. So we cleaned it up, and we had to set chairs up. We had to set the stage up, speakers up. I mean, everything had to be set up. So I'm like, yeah, that's me. I'll get there at 6 a.m. I'll start helping with that. So that's what I did, and I loved it. It was great. Got to hang out with some guys and ladies, you know, and get to know them as I was doing this. And I kept doing that, but then I felt the calling to help in the children's area as well. So I'm like, you know what, I'm going to go help in the children's area. So not only I helped set up, but I started helping in the kids' area. I just helped. I didn't do any teaching yet. I was just helping in the kids' area. Because I said the same thing you have said, probably, some of you that have been asked maybe to help in the kids. I don't know enough about the Bible. That was my excuse. Yeah? But let me tell you, what I did find out for myself is that I learned more by teaching those kids, I think, than they did. Amen? Because I was able to study to be prepared, and God was also speaking to me as I was studying, just like today. As I'm studying this, God's speaking to me about humility and serving. So I started doing the children's. I did children's for a long, I don't know how many years, several, long time. And then I felt God I'm not having a passion for the kids anymore. I just felt like, oh man, he's moving me to do something else. I don't know what it is. So life groups. So I want to be up here with everybody, with the adults and the families. I want to get the families gear plugged in and connected and get the men and the women connected in life groups. So I started helping out with life groups. And that's where I'm at. That's my path. I love seeing you guys on Sundays. I love greeting you guys on Sunday. I love hugging your necks. And I love encouraging you to get in a life group. That's my passion. So what I'm saying here about the spiritual gifts, God can, as you serve, God can start changing you and growing you, and your gifts may change. Or you may have that gift, you just didn't realize what the gift was. So eventually, God has showed you through other people, through prayer, through ministry. So that's how you discover, that'd be a great way for you to discover and develop your spiritual gift, is to serve. Is to start serving. And I'm not going to let you get out of here with an excuse, because if you notice in your chairs, the serve cards are there. So I'm going to actually have you sign up, if you ain't already serving, on a serve card so you can get plugged in. So we can help you. It ain't about, here's the thing. Serving is not about Journey Church. It's not for me. It's not for Journey Church. It's for Jesus. He set the example. He served. He was the best servant leader that we could ever follow. Amen? Every now and then I'm going to make y'all wait. So make sure y'all wake. I'm going to say that because I'm going to make sure y'all ain't dozing off. But here's the thing. Serving is not for me. It's not for Mike. It's not for just, it's for you. I'm going over these blessings because you get the blessing out of it. Not only will you use your gift to bless others, but you will get a blessing out of it. We're going to see in a minute in Scripture where it talks about that. Number two, serving allows us to experience joy and peace that comes from obedience. Now I'm going to be in John chapter 12, verse 26. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me. There it is. He will honor you if you serve him. It's about Jesus. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about Journey Church. It's about Jesus Christ. And if we want to follow his example, he served, then we should serve. And the body, the church here, is created for you to discover your gift and to grow you and mature you through service. This is only my second time on stage. I don't know where God's calling me. This ain't my comfort zone. I'm as nervous as a wreck, you know, when I get, but I'm saying, God, use me. So, for you to serve, you're using your gifts to bless others, but you also are going to get blessed. Joy and peace. Who don't want the joy and peace? You get that from obedience. For following Jesus. Three, serving helps us to be more like Jesus. Who don't want to be more like Jesus? We all are trying. If you're a follower of believers, you want to be more like Jesus. He said up here in John chapter 13, I did this for an example for you to follow. So we're going to follow Jesus. If you know Jesus, you're going to follow his example. He said serve. He said serve. Mark chapter 10, verse 45. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life for ransom. Jesus said, I didn't come to be served. He came to serve. So what about you? In that story earlier, what Jeremy was talking about, when I said about he knew he could speak, but he knew he could serve. What about you? What are you good at? Think about it a minute. What are you good at? Whatever you're good at, then ask that question. Like he said to Jeremy, I knew you were a good speaker. Maybe you're a good leader. Maybe you're a good organization person or whatever that may be, a teacher. If you're good at that, he said, I know you're good at that, but can you serve? Humility plus service equals greatness is what Jeremy kind of got out of that as far as that lesson. So serving helps us to be more like Jesus. Four, serving builds relationship with other Christians. Serving builds relationship with other Christians. Most of y'all that's been serving, you have got that. That's a blessing because you are serving beside, if you're on whatever team it is, children, whatever, you're serving beside other people, and you know their names. You don't see them on Sunday morning and say, hey, you know their names. Good morning, how are you, Mr. Joe? Good morning, how are you, Rodney? Because you have served beside them, so you have that connection. You have a relationship with these people. The band comes on Thursday nights and practice for several hours. Then they're back here on Sunday mornings practicing again early. So they have this bond or this friendship because they're serving together week in and week out. The same goes for serving. That's a blessing for us and for you. Is that you get connected. You build relationships with others by serving alongside of them. Some of you guys come out here yesterday. We had a church work day. So you was able to serve alongside other people. Some of you may not even know. I don't know. That has happened to me before when I went on to serve with other people. I didn't know who they were, but I got to know them as I served alongside them. So serving builds relationships. Number five, serving increases our faith. Amen to that. Hey, I'm up here and putting all my faith in God to speak through me. This ain't Billy Davis. This is not me. Same for you. He would build your faith. We're going to look at Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 says, "Now all glory to God, who is able, through His mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think." Through His mighty power, work within us. Again, it's not about you. It's God working in you. It's God working in you. Amen? God working in you. Amen? Everybody awake? Okay. God working in us. It's not our ability. It's not your ability. It's God working in you. Giving you the power to do what you do. The talents you have, oh, you think you just trained and got those? God give you those for His praise and His glory. Through His mighty power at work within us to accomplish what He wants us to accomplish. That's why it's so awesome to serve. Because you know that God is working in you and using you, you're serving Jesus. You're not serving nobody else. Number six, serving is a blessing to you. I said that earlier. If you don't serve, some of you that have served understand what I'm saying. It's an amazing blessing. Some of y'all are working children. You get to see those kids as they grow and they learn. Some of you experience salvation. Even shared salvation with the kids. Man, that's awesome. Who wouldn't be a part of that? You get here on Sunday mornings and you get to greet your brothers and sisters in Christ and shake their hand and hand them a bulletin or say good morning, hand them coffee donuts. That is a blessing. Man, what a blessing. We do surveys for the first-time guests. When they come in, if they fill out a connection card, we send them a survey. And it's got various questions. I meant to print some, and I didn't. I read them last night. I said, I'm going to print these when I get to church. And it slipped my mind. And I do remember when I was reading these surveys, because I keep them. They send them to me. I know they send them to the staff and the elders just for reading. Maybe some of the team leaders, I'm not sure. But when I was reading these, I was reading over them, a few of them, and it was amazing to hear what people felt when they come to Journey Church. So we asked the question, where do you like it? What did you feel? How did you feel? And so basically, most of them, majority of them, when they come in, we say, we felt very welcomed. They felt very welcomed. Or some of them said, people talk to me. Come on, people talk to me. They were amazed that people come up to them and was talking to them. And some that had kids that said the kids loved it, and the kids want to come back, and we're going to be back. Most all of them at the end said, we're going to be back. We're going to be back. Ain't that a blessing for you that serve? That's what we're about, is building the kingdom of God. One I read in there, she said, I was very nervous about coming to church. But she said, y'all made me feel at ease as soon as I walked in the door. Amen? Gosh, ain't that awesome? Yeah. People come here that may not ever experience church before. You, as the body of believers, get to be a part of that blessing by serving. So not only is it your blessing using your gifts to other people, you get blessed back because you get to see the change in people's lives. You get to see stuff, some of us get to see stuff behind it, that stories and life change that we get to experience that's amazing and that I wish everybody could experience. Because you serve. Because you humble yourself and you say, Jesus, I want to follow your example. So whatever that is, I'm there. To be honest with you, sometimes we're scared to do that. Because we don't know what Jesus is going to ask. Some of us are like, oh, I don't know if I want to do that. It's kind of like up here. I said, ooh, I don't know if I want to get on stage. That's, you know what I'm saying? Some of y'all have experienced that, where you had prayed and you asked God to use you, and then He said, I want you to go do this. You're like, oh, I want you to go share the gospel with so-and-so. Oh, I want you to serve in the children's ministry. You're like, I don't know nothing about the Bible. Step out. Before I move on, I want to go over these serve cards real quick. So pull these out. Because you're not going to leave an excuse of why, if you're a part of coming here at Journey, you've been coming for a while, you don't have to be a, let me go over this, you don't have to be a member to be a part of some of these ministries. You have to be a member to be in the kids' areas. That's a requirement we have. So if you're not a member, maybe if you want to be in the kids' area, we need you to sign up for our next Connect class, membership class in June, or this month, I guess. It is June already. But it's this June 11th, I believe. Is that correct? Yes. June 11th is our next Connect. But pull these out. On the front, it's got Sunday morning service opportunities. Man, you got cafe, you got greeter and welcome and usher, the parking team, worship team, production, kids, and Route 56. So these are Sunday morning services that you can be a part of every week. As a matter of fact, I'm going to challenge you to be a part of it, if you're not already. Why I'm so passionate about that? Because I've been a part of this for 10 years, and I'm telling you, it's changed my life dramatically. Serving will change your life. You grow your faith. You grow your faith. You'll be more like Jesus. Who don't want to be more like Jesus? I mean, I do. Amen? So, look at these. All right, so you got all those on Sunday morning. If you look over the back, it says other service opportunities. Now, look, these other service opportunities, I don't want you to sign up for these. I mean, I do, but I don't want you to sign up. Just all I want to do is this. I want you to be able to do front and the back. You say, that's too much. Oh, no. That ain't too. So, let's say the stage decor team, we only, so often we're doing serve. We're doing two-part series serve. They did that and put that up. So, if you're creative, and, I mean, we don't decorate stages all the time, but, so it's not like it's every week. So, you could do one on the back, and then one on the front. So I want you to be looking over that. I want you to be, because at the end, I want you to put these in the offering basket. Or Miss Kendra, back here, in the white tablecloth. She's back there. If you got any questions, she's our Dream Team coordinator. Go on by there and stop and see her. Some of y'all have been asking about serving. Here's the thing. Some of y'all say, just wherever I needed. And we understand that. We will. And I say start somewhere. Start somewhere. If you don't know your passion and you really don't know, maybe you don't like kids. Well, you don't want to be in the children's ministry if you don't like kids, right? So start somewhere. Maybe you want to be the cafe or a greeter. Start there. But you got to smile as a greeter and say good morning and act like you really love being here, you know? So I'm saying start somewhere. Maybe start somewhere. Jesus says start somewhere. I'm just telling you to start somewhere. So do that, and you'll put these in the offering basket, or you can take them to Miss Kendra and say, hey, I got a question. What is involved? So like children's ministry, if you like being a kid like me, I love just playing with the kids and being a kid, then we'll put you in and let you just play with the kids or greeting parents as they come in the kids' area. So look, don't leave it up turning in if you're not serving anywhere. Because I want to go over the excuses we make. Let's go over some excuses we make. These are some that I've heard, and these are some that I may have said. So, I don't have time is the first one. I don't have time. It's literally 2 hours on a Sunday. 2 hours. Jesus gave it all. He gave it all. So some people say, I don't have time. I don't know what I would do. Well, we just went over that. Sign up somewhere. We'll get you. You'll figure it out. Don't make that excuse. I don't know what I would do. I don't have any special skills to contribute. Neither do I. That's why I started out with being humble. God just wants your heart. It ain't about skills. I'm just an old working country boy up here on stage. I ain't got no skills. I'm allowing Jesus to use me. It's about the heart. It's about humbling and saying, wherever you want me to do, Jesus, I'll do. They don't need me. That's another one I hear. Y'all come in and you see people already at the door and, oh, they don't need me. They got plenty of people. No. Jesus needs you. Jesus needs you. He called us to build the church. He called us to share the gospel. He needs you, each and every one of you. It's an inconvenience. Jesus came from heaven. I'm sure he'd been fine just staying up here. But he loved you. Do you love Jesus? Priorities. The reality, the Lord doesn't call the equipped. He equips the call. He will equip you for whatever is in store for you. Whatever ministry you get involved, He will equip you to do it. He don't call the equipped. He equips the called. You think about, a lot of people love the story of Moses. And, you know, Moses said, God, I'm not a good speaker. I'm not a good leader. But God used him. He equipped him. David, God, David, the youngest of all brothers. If anybody had an excuse, he did. He could say, I'm not adequate. I'm not equipped to do this. But yet God called him to slay the giant. And then later became king. Gosh, think about these stories. We can have all these excuses, but if you look in the Bible, they had no excuses. Paul killed Christians. Killed them. But yet God equipped him to start sharing his love and save it. Disciples, you think about that. They could have all kinds of excuses. They were just out there doing their jobs and he calls them. They didn't say, hold on, Jesus. No, they went and served. They left and followed Jesus. We just talked about, we read scripture at the beginning. Follow Jesus' example. So what about you? Are you following Jesus' example? God has ministry for you in this church. If this is what you call your home, this body of believers at Journey Church, He has a ministry for you to get plugged into. Don't miss out on the blessing He has for you. Don't miss out on growing your faith. I'm telling you, from my personal experience, from way back when I first started to now, God has just grown me so much through the ministry and through serving. Don't make excuses. Is there anything holding you back from God's call to serve? Ask that question. Is there anything holding you back? If you, just picture this. If you was one of the guys that Jesus called as a disciple, what excuse would you give him? If you was out, just say you was out working, and this guy walked by, Jesus says, come follow me. Would you follow him? Or would you have an excuse? We got to humble ourselves and say, Jesus, I want to serve you. I'm here. Jesus is worried about the heart. He's not worried about your abilities. He's not worried about your skill set. He just wants your heart. Some of y'all got great skills that you're holding back on. You're sitting on. You're not using them. You're not using your skills to further the kingdom. Why? What's holding you back? The next step there is ask God to give you a passion to serve. And no excuses. Start serving today by signing up. bow our heads and close our eyes. I want you to, as you do that, as you bow your head and close your eyes, I want you to think this question. Is there anything holding you back from accepting God's call to serve Him? What does that look like? Well, we just saw Jesus was an example. So think of it. I want you to ask that question to yourself. Is there anything holding you back from serving God with all you have? And if you serve, if you hear and you're serving, are you serving? Are you excited about being here on Sunday mornings? Are you passionate about what you're doing? Are you just doing it because somebody asked you? Maybe you say here, you're here and you say, I don't know Jesus. I mean, I want to serve Him, but I don't have a relationship with Jesus. I want to follow, but I don't have a relationship with Jesus. It's easy and simple. God says in Romans 10, 9 and 10, that if you believe with your heart that Jesus was raised from the dead and He's God's only Son, and that you confess that you're a sinner, you will be saved. So right now, if you're here and you don't know Jesus, you say, I don't know Him. I don't have a relationship with Jesus. All I have is church, or all I have is this. I don't have a relationship with Jesus. Just repeat after me. Say, Lord, I'm broken. I need You into my heart. I ask You to come to my heart. Fill me with Your Spirit. And save me from my selfishness and my brokenness. I believe You are Jesus, and I believe You're God's only Son. And I ask You to come to my life. And Jesus says, I will. Maybe you're here and you know Jesus, but you're not serving. What's holding you back? Why are we holding back what God's given us to use Him for His kingdom? God gave it all. Jesus gave it all for you and for me. And He left an example, His life. So what about it? If you're not serving, you're not using your gifts, cry out to Jesus right now and say, I'm here. All I have is my heart. And that's what He wants. He wants your life and your heart. He wants you to humble, come before Him and say, I want to serve with everything I have. We should be excited to get here on Sunday mornings early. We should be excited to serve God. We should be excited to share with others. If you're not excited to be here on Sundays, ask God to give you that passion, to give you that excitement, to say, Lord, I want to be there to serve others with all that I have. My prayer for you right now, church, that you will have that passion to serve, that you won't sit on your gifts, your talents that God has wanted for you to use for His kingdom. Jesus is calling out to you to step up. Don't make excuses. Serve Him with all you have. Lord, we thank You for today. We thank You for Jesus who gave it all. Lord, You ask us to follow His example. So I pray as a church, as we leave here, that we do. We don't hold back. We give it all. We serve in the name of Jesus. We share the gospel in the name of Jesus. We don't hold nothing back. Because we know serving You blesses us and blesses others. So help us to have that humble heart to serve others like You served. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.